You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes a penny saved isn't jack sh**, Pete Chwaba.
It's really not when you think about it. I mean, if it's all you have, be proud of it, but it's really not that much. You can't buy much at all in our society. Hey, welcome to Nightlight. This is Pete Chwaba. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you on this Friday night. The weekend is finally here. Conrad, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I like the question tonight. I really do.
I knew you would, and I'm not a huge Marvel fan myself, but you know what? Let's change things up, and let's get right to the question of the night, because we got Matt Miller coming in kind of early tonight from the Milwaukee Film Festival. So here's tonight's question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite Marvel movie or character? There is a big release this weekend, folks. Thunderbolts is finally out in theaters. So it begs the question, what is your favorite Marvel movie or character? And I will admit, Conrad, I'm not a huge Marvel fan. I enjoy the occasional Marvel movie, but I don't rush out to the theaters to see it. But that's our question of the night, folks. So let us know what you think at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Always more fun when you guys participate. Wherever you're listening in the great state of Wisconsin, let us know over the phone, over the app, or on the stream at Facebook, Twix, or YouTube. Let us know what you think. What do you say, man? What's your you're going to see the movie tonight, right?
Yeah, right after the show, I'm going driving down to Kimberly with to see it with my brother, because we're both big Marvel fans. And I texted him. I was like, well, you know, I'm coming over anyways tonight. Do you want to go see it? He's like, yes.
I love it.
So,
and it's gotten really good reviews. So you guys should have. You guys should be in for a treat.
And they're the Dream Lounger chairs too. So I'm going to be comfy.
Oh yeah. Wait, what's the theater?
Marcus Theaters, and it's in Kimberly. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Outstanding. So who's your favorite, or what's your favorite movie? Give me your movie and character, because you could speak to both.
Yeah, I was going to do both anyway. So I'll say my favorite movie is the original Iron Man, because that's the first Marvel movie I saw, and it really started it off for me. And I was like, this is amazing.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember what age, but I really, really liked that movie the first time I saw it. So I'll go with that. But my favorite, my favorite out of the Marvel universe is, I would say, it's tough. I've been going back and forth because I really liked WandaVision. So Wanda's like one of my favorite characters, because that show was one of the best shows in Marvel, I think. But it's tough. Iron Man and Captain America, like a tie for me at first.
It's funny. I don't know the characters like you do or the movies, but it's hard not to like, just based on what I've seen, Captain America.
Yeah.
Like Winter Soldier. It's just because of his story before he became a superhero is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I would probably say him or Wonder Woman.
That
movie blew me away with Gal Gadot. Like when she's crouching with that shield, and like, that is just one of the coolest scenes in any of the Marvel movies I've seen. So I have a tie, but my favorite film, Wonder Woman.
I had to stop you there. Just Wonder Woman is actually DC.
Is that DC?
Yeah.
I meant to look that up before the show, but I didn't. So I'm still going to say Wonder Woman.
That is a great movie. All Wonder Woman movies are great.
You know, now it's coming back to me. Isn't that the one where they said finally DC is on the same level
as
Marvel?
I think, Yeah, that movie was all the Marvel or all the Wonder Woman movies are just fantastic, and I think they do reach to the same level as Marvel.
Okay, I should have said Batman if I was just going to go DC anyway.
Yeah, you just want to be complimented.
Batman Begins is still probably my favorite, but
It's not, you know, the new Batman's not going to be released, so.
It's postponed, you mean?
It might not happen.
What do you know? You know something? I don't spill it, man.
Well, I mean, you know our great news source, Puberty, said it might not happen. It's been postponed, I think, like two or three times already. It was supposed to come out this year, I think. And it's been postponed to 2026. Might even be postponed to 2027, but I think if it gets postponed one more time, they just might call it quits on it.
Okay. Wow. That's the one with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. And that movie was fantastic.
Yeah, it was good. It was a little long. I thought it could have been about a half hour shorter, but I say that about a lot of movies, you know. But
it did feel like I was in there for 4 hours.
So that's our question, folks. Let us know. We'll read your text on the radio. We've got a great show tonight. Matt Miller is here. He is reporting live from the Milwaukee Film Festival. Matt has been taking in all the movies, so he'll give us an update as to what is going on in Milwaukee tonight. And that is just a few minutes away. Matt is going to join us at 6:20. And then we have a special guest. It's kind of a guest. You know, there's been this big debate online about who would win in a fight between a silverback gorilla or 100 men. And I don't know why they went with 100. Maybe they thought that's how many it would take to defeat a silverback gorilla. But it seems like even 20 or 30 dudes, if they all went at the same time, not fearing for their lives, could do it. But I guess the catch is that they all are scared for their lives. So you'd kind of ease in. Anyway, this is all old news, though, folks, because Conrad and I encountered we stepped out to get lunch one day, and we were up at Heritage Hill, and lo and behold, one of the gorillas got out of the zoo. It was a silverback, and we tried to corral it and get it back in the zoo. And I'll just say it didn't end well for Conrad. I mean, we're going to play. We have a clip of that because I was recording it with my phone. I should have probably dove in more and helped Conrad out, but I did record it with my phone, and we'll play that at 6:50 tonight after we let Matt get to his movie. So we've got Matt Miller, our encounter with a silverback gorilla at 6:50, and Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Authority, joining the show at 7:05. And also, folks, I know you know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. It is Friday, and that means it is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio will join the show at 7:35. She has got two great songs and one great artist, so we'll talk about that. But Terry is calling in tonight, Conrad.
She's actually at a little league tournament for her nephew, I believe.
Her nephew.
Yeah.
But that's so cool because, like, she's still, like, she's a good aunt, but she's still keeping the Barbie and thing going. She didn't take a vacation day from us, which I love. So we'll hear some new tunes. We'll have some great talks with Terry, Mike, and Matt Miller in just a few minutes. Matt is also going to go over some big summer releases for the blockbuster releases that basically it's here. Summer movie season. I mean, it's May, and this is when it starts. This is about the time last year that The Fall Guy came out. Maybe it was already out. Maybe it was late.
Great movie.
You just lost any credibility after your Marvel stuff.
I remember what I said. Last time I watched it, I fell asleep. So.
The Fall Guy?
Yeah.
I kind of do remember that. I almost watched a movie last night. I was looking for something to watch. I still can't. I'm still putting off White Lotus season 3 for some reason. I have to be in the right mind frame or mindset to watch that. But I think it was on Netflix. This film came up called Classified, starring Aaron Eckhart. And I like Aaron Eckhart a lot, but man, has he made some dogs. This guy makes great films. He's a great actor, but he makes some clunkers. So I went to my phone and I looked up Classified on Rotten Tomatoes. 0% from critics. That might be because there weren't enough reviews, but 8% audience. For our country, America, or even the world, to only draw an 8% with a major movie star in a film, that movie is awful. It's got to be. And obviously I didn't watch it, but I was kind of angry at him. I'm like, why do you have to do this? Like, he's made so much money. He's made so many good films. It's like, what are you thinking?
Yeah,
so that's Aaron Eckhart.
I got a movie recommendation for you this weekend. Maybe some movie homework for you.
Oh, please. Yes, I love homework.
It's called A Simple Favor, and it's with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively. I know Blake Lively's kind of, you know, but that was before everything. And
right.
It's a great movie if you haven't watched it. The sequel just came out yesterday. It's called Another Simple Favor. And I watched it last night. And I think it was a fun movie. It was good. Some of the critics were right about it, but also, like, I think people just don't like Blake Lively, so they panned it.
I think you're right. You were concerned last night after you read a review for that movie, mm-hmm. and that didn't pan out. Like, everything was okay.
Everything was. I think it was a good sequel. I don't think it was terrible.
All right. I settled on Office Space last night. I went to the tried and true classic, which I haven't seen in about 10 years. So I thought, I'll put in Office Space. I'll go to bed happy. And boy, did I. there's another thing happening in the news. Terrence Howard, years ago, I know this is going to sound weird, I pitched a Marvin Gaye idea for a movie to a very big Hollywood producer, one of the biggest there is. I don't know why I chose that to pitch him, but I'm not the guy to make a Marvin Gaye movie. I'm just a huge fan. But we had a nice talk about it. He liked the idea. He wasn't into making a Marvin Gaye biopic at the time, but now there's one coming out. And Terrence Howard passed on the role because it came out that Marvin Gaye was gay, or at least bisexual. And in the script, there's a scene that calls for Terrence Howard to kiss another man. So he passed on the project. He passed on the opportunity to play Marvin Gaye, one of the most iconic singers of all time, whose life was filled with drama. And it's probably going to be a great film. And Terrence Howard said, no, thank you, because he didn't want to kiss a man. And then he followed it up and he said, I would, if I had to kiss a man, I would cut my lips off. Now, I have a couple issues with this, because I feel like if you're an actor, you got to get past that stuff. It's just a kiss. I wouldn't look forward to it, certainly, but my God, to play Marvin Gaye. But then to escalate it like that and say, I would cut my lips off. Like, why do you have to go to that extreme? I used to like this guy so much. I used to love Terrence Howard. I still like him as an actor. He's got a cool look. He's got a great voice. But it kind of brought him down a little bit for me. I got to be honest. And that's it. And then I read today, too. Also, I love this. Tom Cruise. He does these stunts. He does his own stunts. And he's doing this stunt in Dead Reckoning, the second part of Dead Reckoning, which comes out. It could be the last Mission Impossible film, number 8 for Tom Cruise. And he said he's doing this. I mean, what this guy does, he's on an airplane wing going 120 miles an hour. And he said it gets cold and it exerts a lot of energy. So the breakfast he eats before he shoots scenes like this, he eats like a bunch of sausages and 12 eggs. The guy's a legend, man. All right. We're coming back with Matt Miller from the Milwaukee Film Festival. We'll find out what Matt has been seeing there. Still a lot of time if you want to catch a few movies in Milwaukee. And we'll talk about the summer box office, too. Lots going on here at Nightlight. So great to have you with me. Do not miss Conrad and mine are in Connor with a Silverback Gorilla. That's coming up at 6:50. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Picket lines and picket signs.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Before I forget, I don't want to forget Bud's text. Bud listens overnights while he's around Madison delivering papers. He says, hey, Pete, Conrad called it. My least favorite emoji is a rubber banded newspaper with raindrops falling on it. Very responsible, Bud. He says, apparently subscribers hate to read wet newspapers. It does happen occasionally. By the way, I don't know if that emoji exists. Love your show, Bud from Janesville. Thank you, Bud. And you know what? Who's to say you can't switch careers now and create emojis? I love that. Bud continues, great interview with Dobie Maxwell, Pete. I really enjoy the comedians you have on. I don't see many movies, so I usually half listen when you're talking movies. Not cool, Bud. He says, love your show. Bud from Janesville, P.S. Subscribers are going to start complaining about late papers since I'm taking too much time to text you. Keep texting, Bud. And then he apologized for signing Conrad's name with a C. That's all right, Bud.
It's all right.
Conrad doesn't really care. He's a pretty good sport about that. And please keep listening and please keep texting, but use two hands when you're driving, Bud. All right, so Mike Clemens at 7:05, Conrad and I taking on a silverback gorilla at 6:50, Terry Barr at 7:35. That's the show, folks. It's a Friday night. Perfect way to send you into the weekend. And right now, I'm excited to welcome my next guest. He's a regular here at Nightlight, and he is a Milwaukee film critic who joins us from the Milwaukee Film Festival tonight, our pal Matt Miller. Hey, Matt.
Hey, I am reporting on location tonight at the Oriental Theater.
That's fantastic. How does it look? Is it beautiful? That's one of my favorite movie theaters anywhere.
It is resplendent. I always tell people the Oriental Theater is my favorite place in all of Milwaukee. That's probably the film fan in me saying that, but I just think there's nothing like seeing a movie at the Oriental. And we're all very excited. It's a centerpiece movie tonight. They're screening the documentary, The Librarians. Obviously, very politically of the moment, talking about book banning in libraries and freedom of speech. So I think it's going to be a very powerful movie, very potent one for our current political environment, and very excited to check that one out.
That's fantastic. You know, it's funny with the book banning, Matt. A friend of mine, Dave Patterson, his mom wrote The Bridge to Terabithia, Catherine Patterson, a Newbery winner. Yeah, and he wrote the film version. He's been on the show several times. Really great guy. That book, I decided to read with my daughter while she was in middle school, and I wept twice. It's such beautiful writing, and that book has been banned. And I'm like, what is the matter with people? Like, I just don't get it. So that is a great movie. I haven't seen it, but I've heard really good things about The Librarians.
Yeah, and I believe the director, I believe, is Kim Snyder, who directed a documentary called Us Kids about the growing political young movements. Excited to check this one out tonight. Screening's at 7, so if you're listening and you're in the Milwaukee area, come on down.
You got time, and say hi to Matt Miller. What's been the vibe there, Matt? Have you just been going to the movies? Have you gone to any events? What else have you seen? Let's start there.
I'm a movie head, so I just go to all the movies like a complete weirdo, but it's been a really heartening film festival this year. Obviously, there's always talk about, movie struggles post-COVID and stuff like that, and Milwaukee Film has had some changes over the past few years, but it's just been really wonderful seeing the crowds at these festivals. For movies, I would not expect there to be crowds for. I went to a 10:30 in the morning screening of a documentary about former Pizza Hut locations. That was almost entirely sold out. That one was tons of audience members there for that one. And then at 8:30 on a Monday night, I went to go see a Czech journalism drama called Waves. And that one was almost entirely full as well. So it's just been really wonderful to see people showing up for the Milwaukee Film Festival and seeing some really good movies in the process as well. It's been a lot of really good stuff thus far. And we still have another whole week to go.
Yeah, that's great that it's a two-week dealio. What was the Pizza Hut documentary like? Was that really cool?
I really liked it. That's actually one of the standouts of the festival for me. It's called Slice of Life, The American Dream and Former Pizza Huts. And it's a documentary that kind of goes to various Pizza Hut locations throughout the country that closed. If you remember those iconic kind of Pizza Hut locations with the kind of slice-shaped windows.
Yeah.
And it goes to these former Pizza Hut locations that have become something else, that in one case became one of the first LGBTQ churches in Florida. Another one became a barbecue shop in Illinois. Another one became a dispensary in Colorado, and kind of detailing how all these locations kind of paint a picture of America and of the American dream and kind of, the transformation that our country does. I thought it was really great, really charming, really good subjects. That's been one of the three standouts, I would say, of the festival for me so far.
So have you seen the movie, The Secret Mall Apartment?
I did. That is, I was actually going to say, that is another one of the standout movies that I saw at the film festival this year. It's very fun for people who don't know and can't tell by the title of the movie. It is about some people who built a secret apartment in a mall in Providence. And it's a very fun documentary, kind of a caper documentary, but also gets into, you know, was this art and what is the definition of art? And, you know, the people trying to, in their way, fight back against kind of this corporate behemoth taking over Providence, Rhode Island. I really liked Secret Mall Apartment. I'm hoping that maybe it comes back for a post-festival run. But yeah, that one's really tremendous if people can seek that one out wherever you can find it.
I thought that was just like the coolest sounding movie. And I love the poster. It just got me. It really hooked me. I can't wait to see it. I'm sure it'll end up streaming somewhere. But Matt Miller is here. We're going to talk about the Milwaukee Film Festival for a couple more minutes. And then we'll talk about the summer blockbuster season, which is upon us, folks. He is reporting live from the Milwaukee Film Festival. Get down to the Oriental tonight and check out Librarians if you're looking for something to do. Matt will be there, and he will be here after the news. We'll be right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are back here at Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. We got a lot going on tonight, folks. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Marvel movie or character? I said mistakenly Wonder Woman. That shows you what I know about Marvel. But I kind of suspected I was off on that one. I kind of thought it was DC. And Conrad says Iron Man. So right now on the phone with us is our buddy Matt Miller. He is calling us live from the Milwaukee Film Festival, where he is about to see The Librarians at the beautiful Oriental Theater. Matt, what else have you seen? Did you see a movie by any chance called The Dells?
Unfortunately, that was on my to-do list. It was on my hot list. And unfortunately, I had to eat dinner. I had to finally make some time to eat food and drink water. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to see The Dells, but I heard very good things about that one.
I'm sorry. I thought you were serious about movie watching, Matt.
I know. Here I was thinking I was a dedicated cinephile, and instead I'm just a nerd.
I know another film tonight playing, because I think my son is going to go see it, is AJ Goes to the Dog Park. That looks really interesting, and I had the filmmakers on the show here. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, that's one of the Huligante options, I believe, as well, which honestly this year I think is where you can find a lot of the buzziest ones. This year, I know that's where the new Cronenberg is here with the Shrouds, stuff like Sister Midnight as well, Dead Lover. Lots of really fun, weird stuff to be found in that Huligante selection. And I've heard some people have checked out that AJ Goes to the Park and have had a really good time with it. Kind of almost seems like maybe it's got like a Joe Pera vibe to it, which is a fun vibe to have. So another one people can check out at the film festival.
Yeah, and it's. I think that's one of the films that has like three screenings. So if you miss it tonight, you might have an. I think it's already played once, but maybe you have more opportunity to see it. But it looked funny.
Yeah,
and it looked
different. That's an important thing about the. Yeah, that's an important thing about the film festival. There's still a whole other week of it left. So there's a lot of movies that haven't even played really yet. I know there's a documentary called The Diamond King about official artist of the Baseball Hall of Fame and painted a lot of the Donruss Diamond King baseball cards. I think that one sounds great. And obviously we still have the closing night movie, Jane Austen Wrecked My Life, which is a rom-com in theaters. I know, how crazy, a rom-com in theaters. What a concept.
Yeah, the Diamond King looked really good too. We had Mark Evans on the show talking about his film, and that sounded fascinating too. The lineups of films just look fantastic. Have you gone to any events, Matt? Like, have you been to any of these happy hours, they call them, or mixer type dealios or afterwards parties?
Unfortunately, I haven't. I'm not much of a party guy, and I haven't been able to make my way to many of those yet. But obviously, that's kind of the cool part of the film festival, is that it is as much about what's off screen as it is on, that you get, you know, to have these really cool interactions with either your fellow filmgoers or with the directors of the film. I know in the case of the opening night film, Sally, the director was here in town for that, and I believe one of the subjects was as well. So it's always a really exciting way to see a movie, to know that, you know, there's stuff going on beyond the theater as well.
Absolutely. Let's switch, Matt. I know you're limited on time tonight. We'll get you out of here before the next break. But what the summer box office is basically here, like you mentioned earlier in our text exchange. I was thinking it was Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning kind of kicked it off. But what are you looking forward to? What do you think will be the big, obviously Mission Impossible, but after that, what are you looking forward to this summer?
Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to this year's summer blockbuster lineup. Obviously, it's a lot of franchises. Obviously, it's a lot of, you know, traditional blockbuster stuff. But I do think some of it has a little bit more personality this year. You have your Mission Impossibles, which has, you know, Tom Cruise, like, putting in an effort the way no other movie star is putting in an effort.
Unbelievable.
You've got the live-action Lilo and Stitch movie, which actually looks really charming. You've got a lot of interesting horror stuff this summer coming out. With 28 Years Later, which is not only a sequel to the very good zombie movie from about 20 years ago at this point, but also is the first Danny Boyle movie to come out in about 5 years. For those who don't know, Danny Boyle did Trainspotting. He did Slumdog Millionaire. For some odd reason, his career is kind of, unfortunately, I just think they don't make the kind of movies that he's very good at making anymore. So I'm excited to see a new Danny Boyle movie coming out. A new movie called Weapons from the director of Barbarian, the horror movie hit from a few years ago. So it's a really good mix this summer. We don't oftentimes have a good mix of a summer, but this year you've got original movies, you've got some comedies with the Naked Gun reboot, and you've got franchises that I think people are actually excited about the new installments, as opposed to, you know, franchises where it kind of just feels like, well, our board at the studio told us that we have to make a new sequel because it hasn't made $1 billion lately. You know, there's not as many of those kind of, you know, dead in the water franchise movies as we sometimes get in the summer.
Danny Boyle too, directed, I think he directed the first 28 Days, but then did not direct the second one. So that's interesting that he's coming back. And I liked the second one too, but I'm excited to see this one as well. What have you heard anything? And I agree with you, Tom Cruise. I was just reading before on the show, his breakfast he eats before he does these crazy cliff climbing, plane flipping scenes where he eats a dozen eggs and all this sausage because he burns so many calories and it's cold apparently. Have you heard anything about the movie? I know it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think they've premiered it yet, so I haven't heard much, but there's obviously a lot of excitement about it. It is giant air quotes, the final Mission Impossible movie. I'm sure they'll try to reboot it in a few years, but I think this will definitely be the last one Tom Cruise has planned for a while. And I mean, the movies he's made with McQuarrie, Christopher McQuarrie, his writer-director, he's joined the franchise ever since Rogue Nation, and he just really is in tune with what Tom Cruise is best at. I love the way he captures these old school stunts, these insane stunts that he does. So that's definitely one of the top five movies this summer that I'm looking forward to, and going to see that one on the largest screen possible. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think I can, I'm going to watch all of them ahead of time too, before I go and see that one. The thing is, they're all really good.
They're almost all really good. I don't like Mission Impossible 2, but otherwise else, you've got a really good marathon there.
Absolutely. No, Mission Impossible 2 was horrible. And it was written by Robert Towne, which was crazy, but I think it was like a paycheck because that movie lost me. But other than that, you're right, Matt, they've all been amazing. Like it's an incredible franchise.
And also, honestly, if Mission Impossible 2 is the worst entry in your franchise, that's a pretty good franchise, because at least Mission Impossible 2 has that crazy operatic John Woo about it. You know, at least it's got a personality. You know, it's not a boring, bad franchise entry like so many franchises are out there.
Very well said. So let's talk about, you saw, Matt Miller is my guest. Check out his work at A Man About Film. I assume you'll have an article after the Milwaukee Film Festival, Matt, on your Substack. We'll look forward to reading that at some point. But what have you seen? I know we talked about, I have not seen Sinners yet, but you have. Did you like Sinners?
I'm a really big fan of Sinners. That is nice. The new Ryan Coogler juke joint vampire movie that has become a box office sensation, which you love to see. But I think that movie is tremendously done. Ryan Coogler is one of our best young kind of emerging directors. Obviously, he did Fruitvale Station and Creed and the Black Panther movies. And yeah, I think Sinners, it's, the music is incredible in it. It's mostly a music movie, which is great. It's beautifully shot. It's scary when it's time to be scary. It's funny. There's a shot in the middle of the movie that if I see a better shot this year, I'm having a very good year. Just a perfect encapsulation of what the movie is trying to talk about in terms of culture and in terms of kind of, culture clashes and things of that nature. Really, really good movie. It is the kind of blockbuster you want to see Hollywood make, where it is good entertainment, but also a lot on its mind, a lot to chew on afterwards. I really enjoy Sinners.
Wow. I'm so excited to see that. I kept missing the times. And talk about Ryan Coogler. He has got the Midas touch. I mean, I don't think he's made a film that hasn't made a ton of money. I mean, he's got to be...
Yeah, all he's done is make great hits. And a lot of times out of movies, I mean, we forget that no one was really looking forward to Creed before Creed came out. It seemed like kind of, shameless nostalgia franchise bait. And then it came out and it was like, is this the best Rocky movie? Like, did he top the original with Creed? And then obviously he did Black Panther, which I think is probably the second best Marvel movie across all of its 30 some movies at this point. I think that's in the conversation. And even Wakanda Forever, for a movie that had so much riding on it and, its lead passes away and, it's in the weird MCU stew of trying to set up this post-Endgame world. I think that movie actually is a lot better than people might think. The Ryan Coogler part of that movie is really good.
Yeah, well said. All right, so let's try to get through a couple more of these before we let you go, Matt. Drop. What did you think about Drop? I liked about 75% of it. I thought the end got a little crazy, but what was your take on Drop?
Yeah, I really wanted to like Drop more than I did. The movie, I think it's this whodunit that kind of doesn't really supply you with a really interesting batch of kind of, question marks and mysteries. And as a result, you kind of midway through the movie are like, I'm just watching a movie about a woman on her phone. Like, that's what this movie is going to be. And, it's really hard to make people just sitting on their phone at an awkward dinner good cinema. And the director tries his best, but I just don't think there's enough kind of meat to the mystery and to the entertainment aspect of that movie. I really wanted to love that movie, and I kind of walked out just kind of being like, it's fine.
I was kind of the same way. Like, she's on her phone, and as it's wrapping up, Brandon Sklenar says, I'll call 911. And the guy was already in her house. And then she takes the elevator down 80 floors, gets in her car, hits traffic, gets to her house, and somehow the thing's not over. It's just sloppy writing. That can be fixed. Well, it was really frustrating.
And I also, I think the movie starts poorly too, because this movie, which seems like it's going to be a light, fun, kind of like dinner whodunit murder thing. And it starts and it wants to be this, stereotypical 21st century. No, actually, this horror movie is about trauma and it's about, it's about these heavy subjects. And I think that's fine. I think there are a lot of really good horror movies about trauma and about how, the real monster in this movie is depression and all these kind of mental things. And I think there are really good movies about that. We don't need every single horror movie to be, but actually it's about trauma. It'd be nice in the case of, and especially in the case of Drop, which it feels like such a tonal clash with the rest of the movie, which is supposed to be, kind of this lighter, fun, kind of weird, contrived dinner Hitchcock mystery, to kind of have this really serious undertone to start the thing. Kind of just, you're not buckled in for a wild ride. You're kind of like, this is a darker thing than I really want.
Right. Matt, we got about 30 or 40 seconds left, Matt. Did you see Warfare?
I did see Warfare. I think Warfare is quite a good movie. That's the new war movie directed by Alex Garland, who we just talked about. He's worked with Danny Boyle a lot in the past. He actually wrote 28 Days Later. And this is an Iraq war movie. Very immersive. Doesn't make you want to go to war. It's a very effective anti-war movie.
I thought it was outstanding. I really did. And I look forward to doing this again soon, buddy. I know you got a movie to get to, but I appreciate you taking the time out. Thank you so much. And enjoy your hometown movie festival, Matt. It's fantastic.
Pete, thank you so much for having me.
Always. We'll get a wrap up when this thing's done. But thanks so much, Matt.
You bet.
Okay, buddy. All right. That's Matt Miller. We are coming right back with Conrad and me taking on a silverback gorilla. It's right after the break, folks. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart. So when it did, I fall.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. All right. It is Friday night. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network, folks, great to have you with me. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. And we've got our question of the night is, what is your favorite Marvel movie or character? You can answer either way. I admittedly am not a huge Marvel guy. I don't know. I mean, I've seen most of the films, I would say, but it's not in my wheelhouse. But I thought I would put it out there. I know there are a lot of Marvel fans that listen to the show. Including the kid, Conrad Krieger. And so you can share your favorite Marvel movie with us or character at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the stream if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or Twix. And you can also text us on the Civic Media app. PJ on the stream says, my favorite Marvel character is Cyclops. I'd like to be able to emit a laser beam from my eyes. Well, who wouldn't, PJ? That would be a pretty cool party trick. Do you know Cyclops, Con?
Yeah, I think it would be really cool to do that too.
Me too. I think, I don't know who it was. It was George Carlin or someone used to do a joke about the flamethrower. He's like, how did the flamethrower, how did that get invented? It's like if some guy sitting there going, man, I'd really like to set that guy on fire. But he's so far away. Like, seriously, how did the flamethrower? Oh, it's beautiful. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, the Eternals deserved a sequel.
Yes, it does.
It's the Angelina Jolie one, right? That was a kind of a big movie, right? I think it did well.
Was it? I don't remember her being in that, to be honest.
I think it was Angelina Jolie and then the girl from Crazy Rich Asians.
So the Eternals starred Kit Harington.
Yeah, Kit Harington.
Yeah.
I just pulled it up. Salma Hayek. Yeah, Angelina Jolie's in it and Richard Madden. Gemma Chan, too, from Crazy Rich Asians. I didn't know her name, but I knew she was. Oh, Barry Keoghan, our bathtub pal.
Yeah, yep.
All right, that's a good one. Thank you. Who texted that? Mark from Prairie du Sac. Thank you, Mark. Susan from McFarland says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. I'm driving, so I'll probably spell Conrad wrong. You did, but that's okay. She says, anyway, my first question is, why would men want to fight a silverback gorilla? And my favorite Marvel movies are actually Doctor Strange. I really haven't finished them anyway. Have a nice evening. Hours. Okay. Well, thank you, Susan. And all right, let's get into that before we run out of time here, because the silverback gorilla issue online, it's all over the internet. And the debate is, can 100 men defeat a silverback gorilla in basically hand-to-hand combat? Really weird. It's weird that someone would want to know this. It's also weird that it's become a phenomenon. I watched this clip last night on NBC News that said they did this whole breakdown, and apparently the gorilla would get tired and the men would prevail. But a lot of men would get their ass kicked early. And part of the issue was men would go in tentatively and not really want to rush the gorilla. So they would have to have a plan of attack. If all 100 men weren't afraid of dying and they rushed the gorilla, it's over. But there's a fear factor here. But it is weird. And the silverback gorilla, as I was reading about it last night, is in danger. Like, why would you, isn't it enough that we hate Canada now and Greenland? We have to hate the silverback gorilla. Why would we want to fight a silverback gorilla, an endangered species? Conrad, I'm asking you.
I don't know.
All right. So what people might not know, Con, is that Conrad and I, like I said, we were at Heritage Hill recently, last summer, I think it was, and a silverback gorilla got out. And we thought we would be good citizens and try to corral the silverback gorilla, get it back to the zoo. So it was two of us against a silverback gorilla. And here's what happened.
Easy, easy, easy.
Go! Get him! Conrad, get him! I'm gonna punch him in the head!
Sweep his legs!
At large!
You got this!
No, I don't!
Get in there!
I don't!
Get him! Come on! Oh, no! No, 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 no! Headlock! No! Kick him in the balls!
Oh! Oh, he's fighting dirty! Come on, come on, grab him! Oh, he's got my legs!
You got this! I got him! I got him! Oh!
He's got both my legs!
I'm sorry, buddy! I'm getting out of here!
He just threw me!
Ah! No! No! No!
No!
No!
Ah!
I'm sorry, buddy!
I'll call your parents!
No time to sleep!
I'll tell them how brave you were!
Call 911! Call 911!
Man, it took you a while to get over that. I had bumps and bruises, but you, I will admit you took the brunt of it. I thought I was more the strategy guy to tell you where to attack. But you got through it okay. You met your deductible, certainly, but you were brave in the face of danger. I will say that, buddy.
Yeah, I wouldn't fight another one. I'll tell you that.
No. You healed remarkably well, too. So
yeah, in 2 days, I was healed.
Yeah, you were back behind the board, and healed up right in time for your trip to Italy, which was nice.
Right.
But watch out for those silverback gorillas, folks. They're not gentle creatures. They're not docile, but I don't know why we need to fight them. Like he just happened across our paths. That's a weird thing. It's not like we went looking for trouble. This poor guy, we just wanted him get him back to safety. All right. So there you go. That's our silverback gorilla issue that was fun to make. Tony the Trucker from the 608 says, Pete, it's the Hulk. Over the past 50 years, I've had jobs that required me to consistently lift heavy things, resulting in bulging muscles. Finding clothes to fit was a curse. I'm with you, buddy. You know, do more reps, though, and just tone yourself, Tony. Don't try to, you don't need to pack muscle on at this point. Who are you trying to impress, really? Be careful out there. Tom from New Berlin says, Groot love. What is that kind of? Is that the Eternals? Are those the creatures?
No, Groot is from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. God, I got to brush up on my Marvel stuff. This is embarrassing.
Your DC stuff.
My DC stuff. Oh, I love DC. Paula, Conrad's mom, checks in and says, my favorite Marvel movie is Guardians of the Galaxy. I enjoyed the humor in it.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I do remember David Bautista. He was very funny in it. All right, keep those texts coming, folks. What is your favorite Marvel movie and your favorite Marvel character? You can mix and match. We're coming right back with our pal, Mike Clemens. He's here after intermission. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
One half will do.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.